Bangladesh goes to the polls on Monday in a much-discussed general election. This country of around 160 million has been led for 5 years by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, president of the liberal secular Awami League Party. The main opposition has been staging protests since last October to try to force the Prime Minister to step down so that a neutral caretaker government can oversee the polls. Over 100 people have been killed in pre-election violence. Rani Singh is in Dhaka for the election period and has been speaking to the Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina. I spoke to Rani earlier and asked her what the feeling was like on the streets.
Well, the elections are going to go ahead. The violence has happened because the main ruling party, led by Sheikh Hasina, was keen on having the elections on the 5th of January. And basically, the opposition didn't want it. So there have been strikes, there's been boycotts, there's been violence and bloodshed with opposition party and its allies coming out and clashing with security forces and lots of arson attacks. So there have been numerous arrests.
And that's not the only controversy, is there? Because there's been a particular controversy over the War Crimes Tribunal dating back to the 1970s.
That's right. When Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan in 1971, there were a lot of atrocities committed. So War Crimes Tribunal, International War Crimes Tribunal, was set up by the Hasina government. And that recently convicted one alleged criminal and he was hung. Though I find that the War Crimes Tribunal is popular amongst the mainstream people here, there is a section of the hard right, the Islamists and the opposition parties, that doesn't want it to happen. So there's been a lot of trouble around that. And one of the Islamist allies of the BNP, the opposition party, is very, very fiercely anti this War Crimes Tribunal. So what I did was, when I met the Honourable Prime Minister in an interview at her residence in Dhaka, one of the first things I wanted to ask her was about the allegation that the War Crimes Tribunal is politically motivated.
It is nothing political. It is for human rights. It is for the people, those who lost their nearest and dearest one. They have their right to get justice. So during 1971, those who committed crimes, they must get punishment. The pain and the suffering, those who have suffered, only they can understand. But those who never suffer, they can criticize, they can say anything.
Why are there police roadblocks everywhere? Why are public meetings being banned? And why are the police driving machines that spray rubber bullets? Why are hundreds of people suddenly being deprived of their liberty?
Now, tell me one thing. In your country, say about in England, if you see there's somebody killing people on the street, or they set fire, they start arson to create obstacles for common people, what you do? Definitely you will take all initiative to save people's life, property, to save people from all this atrocity. So it is government's responsibility to give protection to the common people.
Prime Minister, this is very convenient to lock the opposition up just before the election.
It is our opposition. They started this roadblock. They started throwing Molotov cocktail. They set fire. They started killing people. So definitely government will take all measures to save people. Every people, they have the right to take part in the election and cast their vote. It is their constitutional right.
But just going back to the elections, the EU is refusing to send monitors. The US is refusing to send monitors. They're not recognising the sanctity and the fairness of this election. Why then are you going ahead with a general election? And how will you establish your democratic credibility in the face of a win?
They are not sending their observer. It is their decision. But they also should recognise that during our time, each and every election held in this country, all those elections were free and fair. Even this election also would be free and fair.
Sheikh Hasina, the Bangladeshi Prime Minister.